Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Yeah, happy birthday to me. Today I am 42 fantastic years old. Do you hear the sarcasm there? Yeah, 42. I'm an old bastard now, officially. Because once you hit 40, you're like, what, half through with your life in a really good case scenario? Yeah. So hopefully I'll make it to 80. I doubt it, but, you know, I had a pretty good teenage career of eating all the worst foods. And I haven't stopped, honestly. So, you know, it is what it is. So this is On the Phone with Matt. I am Matt. How you doing? And if you would like to send me an email, you can do so to just talk about anything, really. onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. You can also go to anchor.fm/onthephonepodcast. There is a message button there where you can send me an actual voicemail. How cool is that? Yeah. And, of course, if you go to onthephonepodcast.wordpress.com, there's a contact me form there you can fill out and blah, blah, blah-de-blah. Blah. Yes. So, you know, they say you're only as old as you feel. Well, I really, you know, I kind of get that, but I don't get that because I think you're only as old as you think you are. Like, you know, because if they're talking, and that could be what they mean, you're only as old as you feel. Like, well, you know what? I feel like I'm only 25. But if it's a physical feel, that's a whole other story. You know, I'm like 75, maybe, if we go off of how we feel. But if I do go off of how I think I am, you know, I feel like I'm 25 in that regard. I feel like I still got it. And that's exactly what the kids hate. You know, nobody wants to hear that shit when you're, you know, a teenager up to like 25, 30, maybe. Shut up, Gramps. You are not with it. Oh, you're so embarrassing. Every generation goes through it. We went through it. You know, my mom was always embarrassing to me. My dad was always embarrassed. Well, actually, my dad really wasn't so much then. Now he is, to a degree. But, yeah, man, everybody goes through it. Everybody, every generation goes through that, today's music sucks, you know. It's not as good as the music I grew up listening to. Yeah, every generation goes through that shit, man. When they are, you know, teens, 20s, and they're like, man, my music's great. I love my music. And then their parents are like, I just don't understand the music of today's music. I don't get it. I don't like it. And then when that teenager turns, you know, 20 years older, 30 years older, it's the same shit with their kids who are teenagers. And so on and so forth. And then, you know, the adults, they're not smart enough to realize, oh, yeah, I've turned into my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents and so on and so forth. I think what the problem is with the music industry is, you know, Clear Channel. Clear Channel ruined music completely. I read some report on it, and it was like completely eye-opening. I had no idea Clear Channel was so big, I guess. I didn't realize that they had control over the music industry, you know? So I'm glad they're no longer a thing, but the damage has been done. There's still great music out there, though. You just have to find it because it's not played on the radio, typically. You know, so there's that. I think, you know, because I can say today's music sucks, but what I really mean is today's hits, today's top 40, today's radio songs suck. But, you know, there's also that independent music scene, that scene that isn't on the radio, that's usually really good. Look around, man. Turn off the radio. Get off your MTV and bullshit. Of course, MTV isn't music anymore, but yeah, man. Get out there, check out the independent artists. Go see some local flavor. You know, there's good music out there still. Believe me, I've seen it, I've listened to it. Yeah, and every now and then you get a gem like Greta Van Fleet. Yeah. You know, a bunch of very young guys who sound amazing. It's almost kind of unreal. It almost seems like they're like Rambo. They were made to be that band. You know, like, I mean, at their age, how much experience do they have playing? I guess, you know, like, they're hot right now. They're celebrities. Everybody wants them. And how, excuse me, I guess what I'm trying to say is how much do they earn their way to the superstardom? You know, because a lot of bands, they go out and they play the bars, they play the clubs for years, and they pound the pavement, and then one day they hope to get noticed and picked up and signed, and then hopefully they write a hit. And Greta, I'm really not sure how old they are. I've never looked it up, but I saw an interview with them and I was like shocked at how young they look. And maybe they are young, but I mean, there's no denying that they're very talented musicians and a very talented singer. But just how much of that pavement did they pound before they got their super status, you know? I don't know. I don't know what my point here is, but anyway. Yeah, so my birthday. Back to that. I had a feeling I'd run off on a tangent or 3 or 14. My wife said, because I said something like, I don't know what to talk about for this episode. And she was like, talk about your birthday. My birthday? What about it? It happens every year to everybody. So, you know, what the hell is there to talk about? She said, talk about when you turn 40 and we went to Hooters. Okay. So I'll talk about when I was 40. When I turned 40, that was just 2 years ago today. I had a long-standing tradition with my mom. She would take me out to lunch for my birthday, or for, you know, breakfast or dinner, whatever. She would take me out for some kind of meal for my birthday. It was a tradition I loved because my mom and I really never got along too well. And we have a lot of history together, of course, with her being my mom and all. But it's not the greatest history. So the fact that we can get along at any point is like awesome to me, you know, because I've always really wanted a good relationship with her, but I never got one. So we're just two completely different people. And two people who don't click, really. And it's okay. You know, it is now. I've come to terms with it finally after 40, 41 years. But anyway, so she asked me where I wanted to go for lunch. And I said, you know, I'd like to start a new tradition of where I'm going to go for my birthday meal. So I said, let's go to Hooters. Because I used to go to Hooters a lot back in the day with my buddies. It was like a guy's night out. We would go every Thursday night. And we would get, like, trashed. We'd each probably, there was three of us, sometimes four. But we'd each drink at least a pitcher and a half a piece, maybe two. And we would always pretty much order the same thing. I would get a chicken quesadilla. I loved them. They were the best. And then I would get a buffalo chicken sandwich, the curly fries, and a cup of ranch. So I was really looking forward to this because we stopped doing this 15 years ago, 16 years ago, something like that. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been to Hooters. And I was really kind of looking forward to the buffalo chicken sandwich. That thing was absolutely amazing. And I knew my buddy, his wife now, back then, of course, just his girlfriend, her grandmother was a trip, but she would say, I know why you guys go to that Hooters. And I would always argue with her. I'm like, you know, going there to look at the waitresses in their skimpy little uniforms, that's fun for the first handful of times you go. But we were doing this for like 2 years. We had our guys' night, maybe longer. And at that point, it wasn't about the waitresses. You know, we went to have a good time, and we really enjoyed the food. Now, if I could have got a buffalo chicken sandwich like that, like theirs, at some other restaurant, I would go to that other restaurant. I wasn't there for the waitresses, you know. Anyway, we go to Hooters, the same one that me and my buddies would go to every week. And it was lunch, of course, so there was only like a couple tables taken. We get seated, and first thing I noticed was the entire inside of the place had been remodeled, and I really didn't care for the remodel, but at least they're, you know, trying, I guess, to update, to be a little fresher than they had been for the last 20, 30 years, you know, just whatever. So that wasn't such a big deal. Sat down, waitress came to us and took our order. And I said, I ordered a chicken quesadilla and she left. Somebody, I want to say it was another waitress, brought our drinks to us. And then a short while later, she came back and said, "Are you ready to order?" And we said, "Yeah." And we ordered our meals, and she left. And we waited and waited and waited and waited, and eventually our meals came out. So right before our meals came out, I saw our waitress again, and I said, "Excuse me, is my quesadilla, like, is it ever going to come out?" And she, I swear to God, she looked at me and said, "I will bring it out when it comes, when it is ready." And I was like, this bitch, for real, how can she be busy right now? There's like four tables, including us, taken. And she wasn't the only waitress there. So our meals came out. Some other waitress brought the meals. And we started eating. And then she came back, wants to check on us. Everything was fine. The other waitress did, by the way. I ran out of drink, and I kept looking around for the waitress, and we didn't see her anywhere. Didn't even see the other waitress. So my mom grabbed my cup and went up to the bar. And when she came back with my drink, she said, "Yeah, I told the bartender that we haven't seen our waitress since we placed our order, really." And so the manager comes out, and he's like, "What's going on?" And we're like, "Well, the food," which, by the way, I didn't even get to that. The food was terrible. They completely changed their menu. Now all the sandwiches come on brioche buns, and the chicken sandwich just was not the same with a brioche bun. I can only do brioche on so many things, and sometimes a regular ass poppy seed bun is the way to go. So they got rid of their buns. They changed them over to brioche. Everything was just different, and it sucked. So we told the manager what's going on, and he was like, "You still didn't get your quesadilla?" And we're like, "No." And he was like, "So do you still want it?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, I ordered it, didn't I?" So he was like, "Okay, I'll make sure we get it in, and I'll make sure it was free." So I was like, cool. We sat there and waited and waited and waited. And the waitress comes out to us, and she says, "Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. We were waiting forever for our check. We had told her we wanted our check, and we still hadn't got it. So the manager brought us the check, and we see there's no quesadilla on there, of course, because it was supposed to be taken off." Well, it turns out it wasn't on the order to begin with. So at one point, the manager was talking to us, and he's like, "This is inexcusable. She never put it on the order. This is terrible. I'm going to have a talk with her, blah, blah, blah." And then the next time he comes out, he goes, "Well, she worked a double yesterday and had to close. And then she had to open today. She's a little tired." And like, he was throwing her under the bus before, but then, you know, all of a sudden he changed his attitude. And finally the quesadilla came out. But before that, she did come back, and she's like, "So how was everything?" And my mom was like, "Terrible." And she was like, "Oh no, what happened?" And she was like, my mom said, "Well, you would know if you ever came back to check on us." And the waitress, like, I swear to God, the waitress took off running and sobbing and ran into the bathroom. So somebody went to check on her, and that's when the manager came out and was like, "Well, she's been working a lot and blah, 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 blah." And that's just bullshit. So when the quesadilla comes out, I ate it, and it was like changed too. It was terrible. It didn't taste like it used to. So we're telling the manager, like, look, man, this just sucks. So he didn't charge us for anything, which was cool. But the waitress, my mom made her cry. I have never in my life seen anything so great. And I know it wasn't that great, but seriously, the service wasn't either. So it's just a little bullshit. Like, I understand you were busy, but look, there was this table there. Of the four that were there, there was this table with like seven or eight people sitting at this table. And I guess it was a family because there was a couple kids, a few adults. And this waitress, our waitress, was over there like the whole time talking to them. And it must have been her family or whatever. And anytime we'd try to tell her something, get her attention, it was impossible. And if we ever did get her attention, like the one time I asked where my quesadilla was and whatever else, like if she wasn't with them, she was completely gone. Where? I don't know. So she wasn't busy. I don't give a shit how many hours she worked. She was spending all her time with this table. She did a shitty ass job. And I don't know why she started sobbing. I don't know what her backstory is, what her story is, you know, obviously. But I couldn't help it. I was very satisfied with that. with my mom making her cry. So that was cool. And that was probably the best birthday gift I was ever given, was the waitress being made to cry. Yeah. So I turned 40. The waitress started crying. Greatest gift ever, right? Okay. So the reason I told that story was, and I said it was going out to a meal with my mom was a tradition. So when I turned 41 last year on this beautiful November day, my mom and I were planning, you know, another lunch out somewhere. And I had picked another place, a place that I absolutely love. Called Blue Ash Chili. Oh my god, if you're ever in Cincinnati, you gotta stop by this place. They got the best Cincinnati chili, and it's just unbelievable. I love this place. So we had planned on it, and it was because of the pandemic that everything was kind of, you know, they had reopened some things, and Blue Ash Chili was one of the ones that it reopened. And, so my mom said, you have to wear a mask. And I said, yeah, that's not a problem. We wear masks everywhere we go, my wife and I. And she said, and then I said, you know, considering it was my mom and she's very serious about her health, I said, what do you want us to do when we eat? Like, do you want us to sit at another table? Or, I mean, like, you know, how serious are you about this mask thing? So she said, and this is over email, by the way, we almost never talk on the phone. She says, I sense sarcasm here, so you can shove it. And she told me to shove it on my birthday. So that ruined that tradition. I didn't go out. I was a little upset. I know. She said shove it, right? Well, it's her. You know, she always assumed the worst out of me. And I don't know why that is. I've never figured that out. And she's never told me. So we didn't have lunch together, and now my birthday really just doesn't mean shit. You see, before last year's debacle, my birthday is my day. It's the only day of the year that's my day. Some people love their birthday, some people don't. Some people just, whatever. But I looked at mine as a holiday. It was greater than Christmas. It was greater than Halloween, which is my favorite regular holiday. My birthday was my fucking day. And she ruined it. So now it just kind of doesn't mean shit to me. And so she wanted to take me out to dinner today for my birthday, and I said no. I said no. My wife's working, which she is, until 8 o'clock, so it'll be a little too late to do anything. So my mom said, well, we can do it on a day she's off. And I said, that's fine, because that would be not my birthday. You know. So what are we doing for dinner? Well, I'm cooking. I'm cooking dinner on my birthday because it's just another fucking day now. What does it matter? I'm not going to the bar. I'm not having drinks. I'm not partying. I'm not. That's what I did when I turned 40, by the way. After that lunch, that night I went out to one of my favorite places ever, Riley Pizza. It's also a bar, and they have like the best pizza in the world. And I got super trashed. Yeah, it was great. That was going to be my new tradition. Every year I was going to go out to eat lunch, have a good lunch with my mom, and then I was going to go to Riley Pizza and get super trashed. Yep, so my brand new tradition, both of them got crushed in one fatal swoop. Yeah, I know. Woe is me, right? Yeah, well, you know, you don't know my backstory either, right? So the whole thing with my mom was just the final blow to the terrible relationship that we had always had. And I finally grew sick of how she thought of me all the time. It was always negative, you know. And I don't really give her any reason to be that way toward me. But she never took the time to get to know me as a person. She just formulated her own version of me in her head and based everything I did in my life off of that version of me. So I got judged for a lot of things I never did. And anyway, so long story short, yeah, I don't care for my birthday anymore. But it's a good thing that the last year that I did care for my birthday, a fucking waitress cried and ran to the bathroom. Probably to do another line, because it kind of looked like she was tweaking a little bit. Anyway, I'm going to step away for a second. I will be right back. Welcome back to On the Phone with Matt. I'm trying a little something new here. I'm going to, you know, see how this sounds with my music playing coming out of that little sponsorship break. Sounds a little more professional, I think. I like it. Yeah, so today is my birthday. It is true. I am 42. And I don't have anything planned at all. I am off of work still. Probably for good, because I am trying my hand at an online business that should be pretty cool. Should be. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Let me actually, you know what? Let me just promote it now, because my official launch, it's going to be an internet radio station. I don't know if I've talked about it yet or not. It's going to be all 90s rock. And what we're going to do is we're going to play like 90s bands. And if they did music outside of the 90s, we're going to play that too, which is something that really hasn't been done before, I don't think. Because usually if it's a 90s music station, they either play all 90s music, which is R&B, you know, hip-hop, rock, maybe country, I doubt it. But like, or either that or they play just 90s rock, like the stuff that came out in the 90s. So I'm going to play like, you know, the Foo Fighters. They just put out a new album. I'll play it. Sponge, a great 90s band. They just put out a new album. I'm going to play it. It's really good too. I think Garbage just put out a new album. I'm going to play it. You know, I got options. I got all kinds of music to play. Pearl Jam keeps putting out music. Green Day. You know, I got a lot of new stuff to play, which is great. That's what I want to do. I want to give these new albums by these bands that you don't hear about all the time, if ever, and give them a voice or whatever, a place to live, a place to call home. Yeah, so I'm going to call the radio station Aneurysm Radio. The reason for that is, of course, when you talk 90s rock, you got to talk Nirvana, because they are the 90s rock kings. Whether you want to believe it or not, or whether you like them or not, they pretty much created 90s music. They made 90s music a thing. Okay, so I was wanting to call the station was it Lithium, I think? Yeah, which is one of their songs. And that's already used. So I picked Aneurysm because that's another one of their songs. And lo and behold, Aneurysm Radio. Yeah, so the official launch date when we start broadcasting is noon Eastern Standard Time on Friday, December 3rd. That is going to be the official start of Aneurysm Radio. So tune in, check it out. We would greatly appreciate it. I say we, it's really just me. And yeah, I'm going to be doing everything, which is awesome. I can't wait. So that's when Aneurysm Radio starts, and you can go to aneurysmradio.wordpress.com. I'm having issues with the website for now, so I went to WordPress and threw something together. That might just stay the website for now anyway. So also, if you're interested, you might want to tune in the week before the official launch, because I might be running the station to like get a feel for how it's going to go and to test out the new equipment that I'm going to have to use. So, yeah, if you tune in early, you know, just check out aneurysmradio.wordpress.com and keep your eyes on that. I have to add a follow this site thing so that you can get updates when there are any. And I'll update on there when we're going to throw the station online to check things out, so you can tune in if you're interested in that at all. Yeah. So that's the exciting thing going on right now. Aneurysm Radio. Yeah. And then I'm doing this, of course, so Yay, a lot of good stuff. That's about all I'm looking forward to. It definitely wasn't today. Yeah, it's a shame, I know, right? So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, professional radio. Yeah. And when I start doing my show from my computer, when I start recording my show on my computer, then it's going to be a little more produced and be a little more real, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to do it on my phone anymore unless I'm out and about and have to do the show or whatever, you know. I look forward to using actual equipment, and like right now I'm laying on my bed again, talking into my phone, and to be honest, it's not really that comfortable. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen when that happens. And of course, when that happens, that's when it's going to happen or something. Yeah. I'm confusing myself. It's not very hard at all. So I don't think there's really much else today to talk about. Just, you know, whatever. Mid-November. Welcome to mid-November. We had some snow yesterday, finally. Pretty good snow. It kind of coated the ground just a little bit. But mostly it just turned to slush everywhere it hit because the ground was warm. But there was a little bit of a flurry today, and that was it. So, yeah. And I'm trying to quit smoking, so that's not going very well. But I haven't had a cigarette today. I had a half a pack yesterday. And then before that, I didn't smoke for 2 days. So I'm pretty much done with smoking right now, I think, for good, because I really need to quit. And I'm definitely fiending for a smoke, but I also know that I got to quit. And the sooner I let this pass, the better off I'll be, you know. I got to quit going through this and then jumping right back into smoking. So I want this to be the last time I ever deal with this. So with that said, I think we'll call this a short one. It's still not that short, but it's still a little short. Anyway, I've definitely had longer, right? So you have a good week. I'll talk to you again on Friday. And until then, peace.